AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Nashville, John Drake, says Audrey Elizabeth Hale, the person identified as the shooter who killed six people at a local school, had bought seven weapons.
They were legally purchased. Three of those weapons were used yesterday during this horrific tragedy that happened.
Drake says it's believed Hale sold one of the weapons.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons. They were under the impression that was when she sold the one weapon that she did not own anymore.
Before leaving the White House today, President Biden says he's gone the full extent of his executive orders on gun safety.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
The Senate Banking Committee is focusing on recent bank collapses. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott says regulators did not enforce the rules with Silicon Valley Bank.
If SVB's investments in climate cause the regulators to be a bit more permissive of its risks. If you can't stay on mission and enforce the laws as they already are on the books, how can you ask Congress for more authority with a straight face?
Fed Vice Chair Michael Barr says the bank is to blame for its collapse and added the Fed will review whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to its collapse. Sources tell the AP a judge says former Vice President Mike Pence must appear before the grand jury investigating election interference. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's increasingly concerned about President Biden's unwillingness to negotiate on lifting the nation's borrowing authority and thinks the White House stand holds dire ramifications for the entire nation. This is AP News. The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti are pleading for their release.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikesse Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the UN, at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
Philadelphia water officials say they continue to see no sign of contamination following a chemical spill into the Delaware River upstream of the city and are confident drinking water will be unaffected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.